I suppose I'm coming to the contest at a later stage than other candidates, but I still think that it's doable, and I still think that it needs to be done for County Leitrim and the surrounding areas' sake, because we haven't had a resident government TD in this county since 2007, and I think the county has been much the poorer of it. That's not to say that there hasn't been, you know, significant advancement in the county within that period, but at the same time, I do think when you look around at surrounding counties that does have representation, and I mean, constantly electing people to the opposition benches hasn't served us well insofar as that there are a lot of deficiencies remaining in the county that I think if I were to be elected that I could advance the cause for.
You obviously have skin in this game, topping the poll in the local elections in June in the Ballinamore Municipal District. You nearly went the distance in 2016 in the general election as well. You sound quite confident of winning a seat, particularly for Leitrim.
Oh, I'm not so sure. I mean, I suppose we go forward more in hope than in confidence insofar as that we hope that all of the people who, over the last number of weeks when they began to concentrate on the election, who were contacting radio stations like yourselves and further south in the county and making comments to newspapers or whatever about the absence of somebody running in this county who would likely, whose party would likely form the next government. You know, and I mean, I suppose the way people look at it is electing people constantly who are destined for the opposition benches is probably hasn't served them well, as I said earlier. And, you know, this is what has motivated people, and this is what motivated a lot of people to contact my party headquarters. I mean, it would have been preferable if this had happened earlier, but we are where we are now, and we're going to have to make the best of it.